Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
Hey y'all. Oh, get in here. I'm sorry. Hey y'all, what's happening? Want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. We in the house. Got an amazing show lined up for you today on this July 2nd. I hope that you are getting yourself geared up for the big situation that's about to take place right here. And I'm here in Orlando, Florida. You see, we on the air. I'm hanging out with my baby. We eating breakfast. And you know what I mean? Well, it's brunch now. It's 2 o'clock. So we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I want you to just sit back, relax, put your feet up in the air and wave. Well, you can wave your feet like you just don't care too, because you ain't got to do them or move them from side to side. Y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. What's happening, baby? You in the house?
Oh, hey, what's up? How y'all doing out there in your land and all over the world, everywhere, internet and all?
Well, we everywhere. We strong right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a ride, man, but, you know, we want to kick the show off by just saying, God, we just give you thanks and praise just for being who you are, the King of Glory, the Great I Am, and all of that am. Yeah, all the am. He the I Am. He the I Am, and the I Am, and the Am. And the AM and the PM. So, got an amazing show lined up for you today. I'm actually getting everything situated. I'm waiting on a caller to come through. So, we want you to just get yourself geared up for some blessings. It's the 1st of July. It's the 7th month and in the second date. So I'm telling you, we got something good going on. One thing I want you to do is just hold on for just a minute. We got a song that says just a little bit. Just a little bit. You can hold on just a little bit. Amazing something getting ready to pop off in just a little bit. What that song say? Oh, sometimes just a little bit, we're going to be getting it in and really excited about how God moves. Because when he moves, you can't go wrong. You know what I mean? Everybody be moving around trying to find their way. And God is the way, the truth, and the life. No matter how you try to look at it. He in the house, and he got amazing things waiting on you. So, with that being said, y'all, let me see, can I get this caller on the line? And we want you to just hold on. Hold on for just a minute. We're getting ready to get it in right here on the Greg Shell Show. Well, y'all heard that right over the airwaves, the love waves. You know, everybody don't be at home when you want them at home. The people don't have to be at home to wait on you. So we got a great show lined up again for you today. First of all, I want to talk about the brand new movie Phenomenon in the Pastor's Study. Now, for those that are listening, just got back from Houston, Texas, and I'm telling you, Kirby Capone, you know, amazing producer, director. And I got an opportunity to be the assistant director on the set as well as the co-star of this amazing new trilogy that's going to take the world by storm. Not only is it a movie, it's a stage play and a TV series that you would be able to watch exclusively on ECWC-TV, and that's East Coast, West Coast .live. And we will be going live with that this month. This is the month. This is July. As we get prepared for my mom's first annual music and film festival, July 15th through the 17th, we want you to go ahead and stick a pin in it on those dates. We confirming some finalizing some stuff, but it's going to be all roads lead to Union Springs, Alabama. Yep, Sarah Shell's first annual music and film festival. You want to go ahead and get your tickets early. We're going to have different ways that you know, payment methods that you can pay. I know we got PayPal, we got Zelle, we have Cash App, you know what I mean? And you get your tickets in advance for this amazing 3-day event. That being said, y'all, I'm telling you, we got another new TV show getting ready to drop on ECWC-TV. It is called Grace Save My Church. Now, if you have a church that, you know, need funding and all of that right there, maybe you can be one of the individuals to be on this amazing new TV show called Grace Save My Church, and it's going to be coming to cities near you. Now, again, we said that In the Past, the study was a stage play as well. So you can be a part of the stage play as well by just tuning in to the Greg Shell Show exclusively. We're going to be coming to a city near you. We definitely got plans to come to Alabama, Houston, Orlando, and, of course, Ocala, Florida. Those are some confirmed timelines, and we're going to be doing that. So, again, we want you to keep your TVs and radios locked right here on the Greg Shell Show. We're also preparing for the Greg Shell television show. We've been behind the scene a lot with the radio, but now we're ready to come full-fledged on television. So if you have a talent and you've been trying to get it to the next page, we definitely want to be that platform for you, 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 and you. And the only thing you got to do is call 689-286-8825, and then we will give you the necessary information you need to be a part of the Greg Shell Show, season number 3. I'm just excited, y'all. You know what I mean? God will do the unexpected when you get your butt out the way. He'll do it in front of your enemies. And the only thing you got to do is wake up, smell the coffee, and not be the coffee, because you being the coffee, you being brewed. So when you believe on the word of God, he didn't say it was going to be easy. He didn't say it was going to be easy, because his road wasn't easy. The people were getting blessed by him, and they were cursing him at the same time once they got what they thought they were getting from it. So we want to encourage you, when all types of negative situations come your way, just know you are headed, you are on the right path. You are headed to the road that leads to the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when you wait on the Lord and be a good courage, he'll strengthen your heart. So I guess today God ain't want nobody else to be on the line. He wanted me to just encourage someone today on this second day of July. He wanted me to encourage you. I mean, I just lost my manager. I lost my neighbor up in Houston, Texas, with, you know, some challenges that were trying to come my way. But I said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this whole wide world. Because the world ain't evil. It's some of the people in the world that makes it an evil present. So we want to encourage you today. You know, we are getting prepared for the rollout of the Greg Shell Radio Show exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio. I just got an offer for 300 million listener stations. So I'm just saying this to say, wow, God is just off the Richter scale. And obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of people want it, but they don't want to sacrifice. They don't believe it until you get it. And once you get it, then everybody wants to tell you what to do with it and how you can do this and that. So nothing gets done without work. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So you can talk about being a doctor all day, but if you ain't making preparation to be a doctor, you will just have just what you had, a mouthful of nothing. And y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. And my wife over there, she can encourage somebody this morning. We're going to call this the Encouragement Day right here on the Greg Shell Show. If you have a business or somebody you want to pitch their wedding anniversary or whatever, we got $25 pitch day where you can pitch your business, you can pitch your friend, your loved one, your graduate, whatever, right here. For $25, just send us a comment at 689-286-8825. And then in the comment box, because you want to screen and make sure it ain't nothing negative that's going to be coming through the airwaves. And from that, you will get a correspondence from our CFO, which is in Williamsburg, Virginia. His name is Brother Antonio Grace. Grace saved my church, and he will access you. And then once the $25 has been secured at $TheGregShellShow, you can get on it and you can talk about your business or your whatever for 3 minutes exclusively here, right here on The Greg Shell Show. That being said, y'all, here she is. This is my wife, my helpmate, and here she is in the flesh, Ms. Linda Shell, right here on The Greg Shell Show. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. What's up? What's going on? Hey, this is a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I guess my husband and me, I guess my husband and I were just having a brunch because breakfast already gone. That's in the morning time. But anyway, God's blessing to everyone out there. I hope everybody is having a great Sunday afternoon. Lazy Sunday afternoon. You worked all hard all week and everything, and getting ready to get yourself back in for tomorrow. I know some of you probably wondering, like, got to go on that job, hate it or whatever, stuff like that. Just pray. Just pray. And, just have your praise music on when you're driving into work. Because I know it's a lot of people out there that's doing that, because I've experienced that. And people look at you, stop at the stop light and everything, look at you once, unbelievers just looking at you like, what's going on? You know, like, get some of this in joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it gets you through the day. And then you look around and Monday is over. And then you look around and Friday, and you got to do it all back over again. But when you look back at it, you say, God got me through it and he'll get me through it. Just give it to the Lord, your dreams, your aspirations and everything, and ask him what his will for you. Because sometimes some people are lined up in positions and places and things they have no business in, and they're not able to succeed. And that is the reason. And then when things are coming against you, sometimes you're quick to blame it on the devil, but it's not. Sometimes it's God. It's God just setting you down and putting you in a place where you can be of attention. He can get your attention because you're moving around so fast and thinking you're doing it on your own and you're just making a hot mess of everything. Just take some time, slow it down, and just get in some meditation. And just ask God, what is your will for me? And as I witness this to you guys out there, I'm also witnessing to myself. You know, because I feel like I'm in a place where God is just saying, hey, hold up. Let me redirect you. I know you thought that I was taking you here, but I'm taking you here, my child. And that way you'll be able to hear from him. So I just want to encourage y'all on that. And then tell y'all I enjoyed myself on yesterday. I want to give a great shout out to my niece, Sherelle Lane, and to my newly nephew, George Lane, Mr. and Mrs. George Lane on yesterday. Yes, they tied the knot in Tampa, Florida at the Crystal Ballroom. When I tell you, it was love all over the place. Everybody seemed like they were family. Everybody was getting along. People we didn't know. You know, we were just meeting everybody on every side, the other sides of the family. It was just so wonderful. And the love that those two have, and if you know their story, oh, man, I tell you, you're blessed. You're blessed. And that's one thing. You know, I just love my niece and my nephew. And then they had their children with them, too, and sharing in the wedding and everything. I saw some rekindling spark on some people. I ain't going to say who, but they know who they are if they're listening right now. But that's okay, because God is in the works. He is in the works. And I even thought about my marriage. I've been married for now 13 years, going on 14 years, and you couldn't help but to go back to your wedding day. You couldn't help but to go back. And, I said, thank you, Lord, and I just appreciate things, you know. So I just want to say those things and encourage y'all. God is good, and stay in faith in everything you do, and watch what God takes you to. I'm going to give it back to my husband, Greg.
Hey, y'all. I hope somebody clapping that up this afternoon. You clap it up. You know, I learned something while I was in Houston. I thought I was humble, but Houston really humbled me. Real love shouts out to Curvy Capone out there, her and her horse Goddess, and congratulations, Goddess, on her new, what they call a horse, a coat. I guess they call it a coat. I didn't know nothing about it until I got out there. The baby horse. But it's a beautiful horse, and they call the baby Blue Eyes. So I got an opportunity to witness life, and then at the same time witness. I've learned that, you know, the Bible said when you try to hold on to your life, you're a loser. And when you lose your life, you'll gain it. The Greg Shell Show is simply about letting you know that you can do all things through Christ and with Christ who strengthens you. Only thing you have to do is move out of the way and let God be God in your life. Not in a religious way, but in a relationship, knowing that he got your back and your front and your side. And I just wanted to just encourage somebody today with a word. Let me see what the word is God has for us today. As we getting prepared, too, for our tour, I'm getting ready to do a tour. God has released me to go and get prepared for the tour we're going to do. We're headed to Union Springs, Alabama. I know a lot of people hear me talk a lot about it, but we are about to get set up in Union Springs, Alabama. And, you know, as you get older, you don't want to do the same thing because your life is slowly fading away. So with that being said, I got some birthday shout out I want to give today. I want to give a love shout out to my daughter, Jasmine Cook. Her birthday is on tomorrow, and she made it down here where her daddy at here in Orlando, and I'm glad I was able to be back. Also want to give a birthday shout-out to my niece, Casaria Singleton. Her birthday is on tomorrow as well, and you can get your birthday heard right here on the Greg Shell Show. Again, we're getting ready to do our rollout. We will have music. We will have hot topics. We will have celebrity guests. We will have a combination of a whole lot of things going on right here on the Greg Shell Show. And I'm excited because being in this new featured film and stage play in the Pastor's Study, you definitely want to go ahead and become a sponsor or an advertiser with this phenomenal new trilogy that's going to take the world by storm. We know that with all things you do, if you do it the right way, it won't be done wrong. So really excited to be back here in Orlando and to get set up on everything that's going on and how it's going and how it's moving. And when you move the way you're supposed to move, you're going to be moving. You know what I mean? I wanted to get back to the story. There was a story about a rabbit and a turtle. Rabbit and a turtle. Everybody remember that story, the rabbit and the turtle. The rabbit uses speed and agility to outrun the turtle, right? That's one anatomy about it, the analogy about it. They said the turtle, the rabbit went to sleep because he thought the turtle was not fast enough to, you know, to outrun him from the finish line. Well, this is Greg Shell's analogy. The turtle had 12 more turtles. He had 12 more turtles, and the 12 more turtles would walk so far and then would pass the torch to the next turtle, and that's how they crossed the finish line. So I said that to say teamwork make the dream work. And when you get the right team, you can go where God wants you to go, and you can move the way he wants you to move. We're going to go ahead and read a scripture today, and hopefully it'll touch your heart and your mind. We're going to read Psalm 75. I want to read the whole scripture, and hopefully it'll give someone some encouragement. Hold on. Hey, do I got a call on the line?
Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
I hear you, bro. I hear you.
How you doing, man? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. What's going on?
I don't know it, man. Still on the road driving to Georgia. And I'm Just had to call in and see what's going on with you.
Oh, real good. Well, for the world that don't know, this is my classmate from way, 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 way back.
Way back.
How far back?
Shit, it's been over 20 years, I know. It's been over 20 years. It's been like 30 years. I'm about to be 50. I'm about to be 57.
What?
So it's been a long time. Yeah, I'm about to be 57. It's been a long time.
Wait a minute. It's been a long time coming. Look here, I want to talk you into the show. What's going on, my brother?
I don't know, man. If that call in trying to see what's going on with you. Glad to hear your voice. Well, I ain't heard from you. And God knows when. It's been a long time.
You say God knows when, because he sure know when he want to bring us back together.
There you go.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in.
What's all going on with you, man? What's all going on?
Well, listen, I want you to do this for the world first. We're going to read. I'm going to have my wife to read a scripture because we want to encourage somebody today. And once we read the scripture, hold on 1 second. Y'all, we getting the end now. She's going to go ahead and call in.
And what are you saying in
there? I'm in Orlando. All right.
Orlando.
She's going to read. Yeah, she's going to read the word of the day. And then I'm going to jump back on the line, you guys, with my friend all the way out of where he living at. I don't want to call his name. I know he out of Midway. But he's hanging out with Greg Shell. He's on the Greg Shell show. So let's get it in right now. Here's my wife, and I'm going to come right back with you. Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay.
75. Okay, so I'm reading from Psalm 75 and verses 1-6. It says, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that I make it, I want to work. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all it has thereof are dissolved. I bear up the sword of Selah. I said unto the fool, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not." "Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he pours out of the saint, but the dregs thereof. All the wicked of the earth shall clean their house and drink. But I will be there forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the earth also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." May God have a blessing to the hearers of the word and the readers of this holy and magnificent word.
All right. My baby gave it to you. Did you hear that, JoJo?
I hear that.
Did you hear that he say, because you down don't mean you out of the game?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, JoJo, tell the world a little bit about who JoJo is.
I've been a drug dealer. I've been a everything you want to name, but I got saved, and I'm blessed, and I'm living my life right now. For the first time in my life, for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been living right and staying out of the way out of all the demons and everything else. Well, I'm
so
good.
Go back to you said you was a drug dealer and God turned you from a drug dealer to a bridge builder. Ain't that something?
That's about right there. I'm good. I'm happy and I'm blessed.
You know what? And
none of that wild out. Hey, You remember how wild I used to be? You know. I was wild, yeah. I don't live like that no more. I got kids, I'm going to get remarried again, I'm happy, and everything in my life is just good. Because God took all that stuff and blessed me, and took the devil stuff out of me, and I'm blessed me very well. I'm happy, and I'm blessed.
Real good. Now, if someone that's going through something right now, and maybe they was doing some of the things you were doing, because I was so dope before, too. Yeah, Winston, I ran a whole microphone, and people trying to beat me up with the microphone. But you know what? God is good, and his mercy is good. But watch this. If you could encourage somebody right now, what would be some words of encouragement you would instill to them today?
I would tell them to get on their knees, start praying, and believe in God. God will help you and get you on the right path, for real. And that's what I had to do, to get on my knees and pray and get right with God. When I got right with God, my life changed and everything is better for me right now. Good. I'm good. I ain't hungry. I ain't blessed. I ain't big. And I help people. I do everything. And God is good. They just got to believe in him. That's all.
That's all it is.
Baby, what you think about my partner?
I was asking my wife what she thought about my, you know, man, you go way back. You know what I mean?
I know about way back.
But you know what? You was always well respected by me because you ain't bring no bomb. But if they brought you one, you was going to take care.
Yeah, there you go. You're right about that.
Yeah, you ain't starting no mess. You ain't no mess starter, but you a fire starter when the mess is burning. If you're bringing the mess, you're supposed to be, though. You know what I mean? So, Joe, I wanted to just tell you, I'm looking forward to, you know, doing some great things together and bringing some great pieces to Union Spring and Midway and all them different places.
Right. So when are you coming back this week?
I'm coming next week. Can I come?
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I'm
make sure you
world.
Can when you can, if I can see you. But I told you, I ain't seen you in been a long time.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to the show, Joe, and I'm going to call you after the show. We want to thank everyone for listening in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Jojo, go ahead. You got any closing remarks for the world?
No,
I'm asking you. You got any closing remarks
for
the world?
Make sure you call me when you get here now. I'll come meet you. And when you get here, make sure you call me. I'll come see you wherever you at.
Okay, real good. Well, I'm going to call you after the call, and then we're going to get together.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Stay encouraged out there. Nice to meet you on the line. And
I'll see you when you get here, too.
God bless everybody.
All right.
God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And we want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully something that was said encourage you in one way or another. And if you keep God lifted up, you won't be going down. Even if you're going down, he already got your life jacket waiting on you. Y'all heard it exclusively here on the show. And we want to thank you again. And 4th of July, y'all, we're getting it in. 4th of July. God bless you and peace be with you. Always.
How many people you know is listening?
Nobody listening.